This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The GST Council has approved rate rationalisation with a focus on the common man, labour-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that goods and services tax on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Ms. Sitharaman informed that the GST Council approved exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policies, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies, all individual health insurance policies, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof. All these changes will come into the effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labour-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence.
The finance minister further announced that the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines have been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices have also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bar, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chena and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. The minister said GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister further said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi set the tone for the next generation of tax reforms and ensured that the people receive benefits at the earliest. The 56th meeting of the GST Council was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Finance Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. He mentioned that these reforms will ensure ease of doing business for all, especially small traders and businesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with German Foreign Minister Johann Waderfuhl in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and Germany are celebrating 25 years of the strategic partnership. He said, as vibrant democracies and leading economies, the two countries see immense potential to scale up mutually beneficial cooperation in trade, technology, innovation, sustainability, manufacturing and mobility. Mr. Modi also said that both countries share a vision for a multipolar world, peace and UN reforms. He further reiterated his invitation to the German Chancellor for an early visit to India. The UN cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday approved a 1,500 crore rupees incentive scheme to develop the recycling capacity in the country for the separation and production of critical minerals from secondary sources. This scheme is part of the National Critical Mineral Mission. In the Asia Cup hockey, the Super Full match between India and defending champion South Korea ended in a thrilling 2-2 draw in Rajgir. In the first Super Full match yesterday, Malaysia put up an excellent performance by defeating China 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.